Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, November 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. ConnectWise's bot controversy has providers unnerved. JEDI becomes JWCC and includes new cloud bidders, and entry-level employees feeling isolated from their employer. This is the Business of Tech. A tale from Reddit. A former guest on the show, Jason Slagle, reported messages from an Ashley Cooper of ConnectWise, sending out email messages as follow-ups from the recent IT Nation event. As the name is the same as another known figure in the IT community, Jason researched and confirmed with ConnectWise employees that this Ashley Cooper is a conversational AI to manage basic interactions with prospects and partners. A bot. Of note, a fake profile of Ashley had been created on LinkedIn, which is a violation of LinkedIn's terms of service. Amy Lucia, ConnectWise's CMO, posted in the MSP Geek Slack a statement, which I've pulled a segment of. Quote, ConnectWise implemented a virtual sales assistant bot technology, which directs any email respondents to a real person for further conversation in response to partner feedback, asking us to respond to email inquiries faster. The creation of a friendly persona and profile to represent the virtual assistant was an experiment many companies explore, and we built ours following the guidance of our third-party vendor. The name chosen was purely coincidental. I've reviewed the email trail on that. But we personally have apologized to the real Ashley Cooper. There is only one Ashley Cooper, and we are grateful for her leadership in this community. It is not uncommon for marketing teams to use various AI and automation-assisted technologies in their communications. End quote. My request for comment went unanswered. Why do we care? There have been several hot takes on this one. Bots are becoming a part of the way service is handled. It's the deception to focus on. Great lengths were taken to make this one seem like a person versus bots like Siri or Google Assistant. And for me, that's the reason to care. ConnectWise isn't wrong to say it's a common practice. The lesson here is about transparency. If you're in the business of building trust, be transparent with your use of the technology. When any deception is exposed, that becomes the story, rather than investments in making customer service better. How about a JEDI update? That program is dead, and the new Joint Warfighting Cloud Capacity, JWCC, program is the replacement. The Department of Defense is soliciting bids, intending to upgrade its technology capabilities with the benefit of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analysis. In a notice released on Friday, the DoD announced it would solicit bids from Google Cloud and Oracle in addition to JEDI finalists Microsoft and AWS, which are still likely to pick up significant portions of the work. Why do we care? The reboot of this one will be very different. Multi-cloud is much more mainstream, and this is under a different administration. As noted by Protocol, the JEDI cancellation left out IBM as a hyperscale cloud provider and highlighted that AWS and Microsoft are the two players who meet all the criteria. This rebid gives Google and Oracle a chance at some of the work. The DoD is very far behind here. This should have happened, and the contract delay in an environment of ransomware is far less than ideal. The U.S. government is trying to accelerate its response on tech, and that sets far-reaching policy. And it's why we care. I wanted to highlight an opinion piece in the New York Times about remote work and its failure for the young or entry-level. It's an excellent story-driven read, focusing on those entry-level people. A key quote. Almost every story we heard from adrift and isolated employees had the same root cause: well-intentioned but frazzled managers working inside systems that adapted to the pandemic by trying to cram office work into the home. Quote. And, quote, a few days in the office won't fix these larger issues, but intentional design could. Truly flexible work may seem breezy and carefree, but it's actually the product of careful planning and clear communication. It requires peering around corners and attempting to identify needs and problems before they fester. It may seem onerous at first, especially when let's just go back to the way before seems like such a clear option. Why do we care? For those in the U.S., this is an excellent long weekend reading to consider. The disconnect between employers and employees is a space to both excel in and consult in. Addressing this in your own business is a competitive advantage, and teaching others is a high-value service. And best of all, it's not one size fits all, so it's customized. That's why I love this space. High value, high difficulty, complex, and customized. Cha-ching! Did you know Cisco helps managed services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technologies and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It's a long weekend here in the United States. This is our last regular episode until next Monday, but there's a bonus episode pulling from our What I Tell Investors series, an overview of the MSP tool space as we end 2021. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.